The couple from Chicago stared as Martinez dropped onto the stool next to them, dumping his chips in a messy pile on the felt.
Howdy, everyone. What's shaking?
His voice oozed Southern California. The mousy woman moved a few inches closer to her husband. Kevin sighed loudly. We're not doing so great. I've already blown through half of last month's paycheck. Martinez grimaced. Then he pushed a seemingly random handful of chips into his betting circle. 3 blacks, 2 purples, 6 green. $1,450. Let the eyes in the sky try and figure that one out. They'd never guess that this velvet-clad crazy motherfucker knew the count was positive 15 with less than a third of the deck left.
Don't worry, I bring good luck. I always bring good luck.
Martinez reached under his collar, pulled out a tacky gold medallion and kissed it. Kevin had to kick himself to keep from laughing. Even the dealer smiled.
Where are you from?
He asked as he dealt the cards. Kevin got a king, Martinez a queen. Los Angeles? Martinez swatted a hand against the felt.
What gave me away? Just flew in an hour ago. Gotta get out of town on the weekends, you know. I get enough of the industry during the week.
The next set of cards came out. Kevin drew a 9 for a solid 19. Martinez drew another queen, a strong 20. The dealer had a 6 showing. Heaven on felt.
You work in Hollywood?
The mousy woman asked, excited. Martinez grabbed another handful of chips.
Bunny Kaido's the name. I produce music videos, mostly street hip-hop, you know. Pow, 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 word up and stuff. Hey, count this up for me, boss. I want to split these suckers.
He pushed the chips across the felt. The dealer stared at him for a moment, then started matching the chips with Martinez's bet. He set a second pile of 1450 next to the first and split the 2 queens. Then he turned his head over one shoulder and called rather loudly, "Splitting tens!" A gray-haired man in a slick dark suit looked over from across the pit. He took in Martinez's velvet shirt and visible gold chain, then nodded. The dealer proceeded with the deal. Kevin's heart thudded as he watched the cards come out. Splitting tens was an unconventional move, usually an extremely stupid move, unless the count was high and the dealer's card low. Then it was an extremely profitable move. Martinez drew another face card on his first hand and a 7 on his second. The dealer flipped over a 10, then drew a queen to bust. Everyone at the table won. Overall, Kevin was down $300. Martinez had just bumped up $2,900 in a single hand. It wasn't luck. It wasn't gambling. His odds of winning were significantly higher than 50-50. If it was anything at all, it was acting.
See? Martinez shouted. I always bring the goddamn luck.
He yanked his medallion out of his collar again and offered it to the mousy woman from Chicago. She shook her head. He shrugged, then kissed it himself.